part three of our series on sex trafficking with Jeff Teagues, coming up right now on today's Hot Zone.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. Thanks for watching the Hot Zone. I am blown away by the conversation that I had with Jeff Teagues about sex trafficking and what needs to be done about it. Jeff works for the Guardian Group, and in the last two episodes of the podcast, we've introduced you to him and to the work that they do and to the scope of the problem. If you haven't seen Monday and Wednesday's podcast this week, go back and watch them because they are powerful. And anybody you know who works in law enforcement, works in the entertainment industry or the hospitality industry or tourism or the medical field, they all need to know this information. Anybody that's got a teenage daughter definitely needs to know this. And so get them in front of this podcast and let them hear it. So here comes the third and final installment of our conversation with Jeff Teagues of the Guardian Group. Now, you guys pretty much focus on girls that are underage, because if a girl is 20 years old, 22 years old, it's really difficult to prove that she's being coerced into this or not.
We try to. So the range that when we do our searches online, and the filters that we use is 18 to 25. You can search by age range on these escort sites. Again, no one's going to straight up say she's a minor. Like, that's just, you know, there are still code words, and people use code words like young and fresh and immature and new to town. And there's a bunch of different codes that people use that indicate that she might be a minor. Okay. But most of the time it takes some digging and some operational work by law enforcement to figure that out. So in lieu of that, we will look at these escort sites and put a true identity to who the girl is. And there are indicators of trafficking. Like, one of those is the movement. Okay. If you're looking at Charlestown, West Virginia, and there's a girl for sale and she really never leaves Charlestown, she might be trafficked, but we probably would triage that and let it go, because one of the trafficking indicators is movement, because the trafficker needs to keep that girl off balance. Okay. And then we're looking for the branding. We're looking for these other indicators, you know, that might be involved. So once we put a true name and identity to the girl, we'll send that to law enforcement.
And then if you see that she pops up in Oregon or someplace, right, then you go, okay, now this is more likely that she's being trafficked.
Right. And that's the value added for us. Whereas we're non-jurisdictional. So, you know, the preponderance of our work is on the West Coast, because we're just limited by our abilities. But we're working all across the United States. So yes, for example, a girl that moves from Los Angeles to Portland to Seattle, maybe out to Salt Lake City, maybe to Vegas, Phoenix, or whatever, like this circuit that you're seeing. So we see that. So a cop in Seattle, Washington, when she leaves Seattle, she's off his radar,
right?
But she's not off ours. Right. So as we've been looking at this for a couple years now, we know these women that are being trafficked. We know who their traffickers are, and we're able to tip law enforcement and say, hey man, you know, whatever, Cynthia Jackson, it looks like she's going to be back in Santa Barbara tomorrow. Or, hey, she's leaving from Santa Barbara and she's moving up to Portland. You know what I mean? So we're able to tip law enforcement, because they're not really good at TSTs. Remember that term, time sensitive targeting?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, cops aren't really TST type guys. They don't jump into action. They need a little bit of lead time. You know, if there's a minor, oh, they can do a TST. They can muster the resources to do it. But most of the time they need a day or two of a heads up to get everything in place. So that's where our value is huge, is we're looking at this problem and only this problem and how it's interconnected across the US.
Now, do you ever just straight up contact the girl directly and talk to her?
Sometimes. And usually there has to be an impetus to that, you know, because one, it's risky for the girl. Okay. So like, almost all these girls have cell phones. Like, sometimes people think, oh, these girls won't have cell phones because I can call help. I can call help 24 hours a day on this cell phone. Yeah. But you know what else it is? It's the monitoring device. Mm-hmm. this is the modern day chain, you know? So we at Guardian Group, I don't like those pictures of girls in chains and in cages. I don't even like calling it modern day slavery. However, I appreciate it, and they're all accurate. This is a form of slavery, but you're not looking for chains and cages. Again, that occurs, but we aren't going to see it. The chain that they use is this, but it's almost always monitored. So if we would reach out directly to a girl, you're putting her in a high risk place where if her pimp and trafficker understands it and recognizes it, she's going to be punished.
She's in big trouble. So what kind of results have you guys seen as you've been doing this?
So what we've seen, and again, where we are really good at Guardian Group is our metrics, our performance metrics. Okay. The impact metrics are much, much harder because this thing is longitudinal. Okay. And you've seen this, Chuck, you've been out there. When you rescue a girl from a brothel, or when you rescue a girl from prostitution or trafficking, and you count that off as a big win, mm-hmm. a year later, 2 years later, where is that girl?
She goes back into it.
Very, very often. So our longitudinal look, we owe that to our followers to be able to see that further. And we're just now beginning to get into that space. So what we are very pleased about is when we call law enforcement anywhere in the country, we've built out a level of trust that they will take our information.
And then, are you guys able to get grants to do this, or are you completely reliant on donations?
Almost completely reliant on donations. When you're talking about grants, we have applied for dozens and dozens of grants. But the thing in the United States is most of the grants that are out there for trafficking are for prevention type things like education in the schools, which is necessary. Mm-hmm. John schools, which is to reduce demand, which is kind of questionable on its efficacy. But largely the aftercare and the shelters and the counseling for these girls. So those are all necessary, but where Guardian Group is unique and where I think we need to get to the national consciousness is you don't move to freedom when your oppressor is still out there. Okay. You know what I mean? Like the fact that we need a bed to hide you for a day or two in the hopes that you're going to make the decision to leave this life. How does this girl leave this life when she has this oppressor controlling her with threats of violence, actual violence? He may have her child that's being held ransom for her to come back. So we have to figure out a way to get these pimps and traffickers off the street in order for all these other things to occur. So I think we need a shift in America on where the funding goes.
Well, and this is also a very profitable endeavor. And much of that money goes to the pimps and traffickers. But I've in talking with Victor Marks, he's done a lot of work at the adult video, the conference that they have
Expo.
In Las Vegas every year. And I actually went and interviewed him there one year. And, one of the things that struck me as I was walking through the hotel is all these girls who look underage, and they may or may not be, but they were, jumping in the elevator that I was going up to the parking garage and stuff. And I was just kind of like, whoa, and talking to these girls, they, at least in our, my limited discussions with them, they would act like, hey, this is a great industry because I can make so much money from my bedroom with a webcam. That why would I ever stop doing this? That kind of thing. There's got to be some draw for a girl in West Virginia to think that she can make $1,000 a day or something. It's got to be so hard to shoehorn her out of that until it's too late.
It really is, and especially those girls that have so much abuse in their past that it's a logical.
They don't believe choice. That they're worth anything more than that.
Right. Right. And when you talk about pimps and traffickers too, statistically, less than 1% of them are ever prosecuted. So when you think of a young man of our age when we join the military, and they're thinking about what their options and opportunities are in life, they have a 99% chance of getting away with exploiting women. Like, again, we just need to tip those scales a little bit and kind of coerce them into making these different choices.
We need to create more of a deterrent. don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what you guys are doing for sure.
And I am just fascinated by the work you do, and it's really honorable work. I mean, it's something that definitely needs to be done. You're working in the shadows. You're not doing it for the glory. Do you do a lot of education? I saw the YouTube video where you're speaking to a bunch of teenage girls to educate them about the risks at a Brazilian jiu-jitsu place, I think in Bend. But do you do much of that kind of speaking?
We do as much as we can. And it's always this balance, right? So Chuck, you're a great speaker. You and I could sit down for an hour and I could hand you resources and you could go out and speak and teach better than I can. Mm-hmm. What you don't know how to do is the intelligence analytical work,
right,
that these pros that we're pulling from the special operations community are doing. So every time I'm out speaking, I'm also like, is this the best use of my time? You know, so we recognize that there is an offense and a defense that have to come together. Our primary growth right now that we need in Guardian Group is the offense. We need more intel analysts. We need to ensure that we are doing, you know, hundreds and hundreds of, you know, cases, 1,000 cases a year versus the, you know, 100, 150 that we're able to manage right now. So that's our near term. And then we're also prepared to build out our defense side, our instruction. I mean, in the midst of COVID, right before you and I jumped on and right after you and I jumped on, I'm refining our online training course, but it's for law enforcement. Okay. Cause again, you got to figure out what your niche is. You know, you're a war correspondent. Why? Because you have this experience. You know, you don't need to go down and interview people that are creating the new tulip daffodil blend. Like, someone else will probably do that better than you. So that's the tension we're always in is, yes, we need to reach the children. Yes, we need to reach the community. But you know who else we need to reach is we need to make our law enforcement more effective. We need to get these best practices out there. We need to share what we've learned on the battlefields overseas on how to hunt terrorists and break apart networks and apply that to hunting traffickers and breaking apart these networks. So does that answer your question?
It does.
There's
that
yin
fantastic
and yang to the strategy. Yeah.
Really good stuff. How can people get a hold of you if they would like to help in whatever way? And how can they find more about the Guardian Group?
Really proud of our website. You know, for the first couple years, and any of you that have been in the nonprofit space, you know, you're kind of like, we have a website. You know what I mean? And you're like, yeah, you can go to our website. Yeah. You know, we are really proud of our website. And what I mean by that is you could go to our website and you could spend hours reading and viewing all of this content. And you're going to learn a lot more about what you and I can even cover in this period. So guardiangroup.org is our website. We have blogs, we have podcasts, we have places to access these resources. Following us on social media. So the biggie thing too, and you know this as well, just sharing our stuff and getting us the clicks and the shares so that people begin to recognize that Guardian Group is a player out there. Because that's the tough balance for us is these quiet professionals. You know, I'm not the guy and we're not the guys and gals that are going to go on TV and beat our chests. We can't be that. One, for force protection, and two, it's undermining our law enforcement that are the true people, men and women on the front lines. So donating through that, and I tell you what is really big for us right now, and we really only started pushing it last year, is the monthly donor. To build our monthly donors, if it's $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, you know, money bags like you, $5,000 a month, you know, those types of monthly gifts are so big for us because it helps us predict and plan for the future. You know, the one-time gift donors, look, it's awesome. But for us to be able to say, all right, this is the projection, we're able to hire another intel analyst, you know, and interestingly, every time we hire an analyst, we can double and triple our output, you know, so it really is. And people, again, I want to emphasize, we're hiring veterans from special operations. Like you've already invested a lot of time and money into these men and women to create this special ops soldier, and we all have to retire. And now we're asking people to reinvest one more time so that person can fight this fight alongside of us.
That's awesome. Good. Well, folks, I hope you will go to the guardiangroup.org website and check that out. I really hope. Look, this is important. This is it. This is our daughters that we're talking about here. And this is our culture we're talking about. And we need to fight for that, folks. So I highly encourage you to go and not just check it out, but donate and do something to help this problem, help these people who are putting their lives out there that are, you know, taking their skills and making use of them for good in this world. That's what we do. All right. Thank you very much for being a part of the Hot Zone. Jeff, it's great to see you again. I hope we get to have you on again very soon.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Folks, thanks for watching this. It's very important information that needs to get out there to the people. So make sure you share it around all your friends. Thanks for watching.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.